Hello and welcome. This is the SCF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 347 for the 19th of August 2024. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SCF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause for a few seconds now for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from this conference if they do not want to stick around for our next. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those four pieces of information are what we ask people to provide when they check in. If you don't have the last one, an SDF username, that's okay. Just give us the other three. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu, GMT, UTC, whatever you call it, via Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. He's done this for several years now. This has been a long-term thing. Anyway, this is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You do not have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club in order to participate. We like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our conversation. And I should mention this every week, that if you have a topic that you wish we would talk about, feel free to mention it in the mailing list, or you can mail it to me, email to me, jwh@sdf.org. And we can make sure that it gets brought up at a future net. Anyway, this week, this is kind of a thing for American amateurs who are members of the ARRL. Early this year, I think in January, what it used to be is that when you paid your dues for the ARRL, one of the benefits you got was a copy of the QST magazine mailed to you. But as of January of this year, you get electronic access to the magazine. You go online and read it. But if you want to actually have a paper copy of it in your hands, you have to pay an extra $25. And at first, I didn't do that. But my membership came up like in March and, you know, January, February, March, and I didn't have my paper magazine. And I'm getting kind of, I'm not really crazy about the online interface. So I went ahead and paid the $25 for the paper copy. And actually, I haven't seen a paper copy yet. So I need to talk to them about, you know, hey, did you miss my payment or something? Anyway, the question this week is, if you are a member of the ARRL, did you pay extra for the paper copy? Okay, I got a timeout sound effect there. I don't know if it actually affected me. But anyway, reset. So the question is, if you're an ARRL member, did you opt to pay the extra $25 for the paper copy? Why or why not, or any other comments about the whole shebang there? That's what the topic is this week, the ARRL QST subscription, paper or online, whatever. Let me run down the list here of stations that I have. N4RNW, KQ4MII, VK6BQQ, and KD9NDJ. And let's see. That's everybody on my dashboard here. If there's somebody out there that I did not identify, Definitely please come forward now so that I can add you to my list. Otherwise, I'll start running down my list right after. Okay, well, let's see. To go down my list, I think it's sort of chronological order. It starts with KD9MBJ.
This is KD9MBJ. I'm Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, and my SDF username is KDB. I think I went for the magazine because I'm still getting it. But yeah, I think the fees went way up for ARRL. I like the magazine. I like having a paper copy of it. I agree with UAB9FJ about the inconvenience of the online interface. So anyway, I'm still paying for the magazine. It's not nearly as bad as the local radio-controlled aircraft club as far as dues go, and if you get more services out of it. Anyway, this is KD9NDJ. I have more to report, but I'll talk to you later.
All right. Well, thank you, Ken. But just as an aside there, have you done something to your audio chain there? Because I think your audio is way hotter than I remember. Okay, well, perhaps Ken is busy there. Let's move along to VK6BQQ. Okay, perhaps Reg is getting himself another cup of coffee. How about KQ4MII?
AB9FJ and the group, this is KQ4MII. My name is Mark. I'm located in Reston, Virginia, USA. My SDF login is mcornick. So I joined ARRL right at the tail of when they were offering print, and I had never signed up for print in the first place, so I haven't paid for it since. I agree the app that they have for viewing it is kind of junky, but there is a way to download a PDF, and then you can view the PDF with whatever is, you know, easier to use, which is what I do most of the time. I don't know. It seems to be the way of the world. Like, I don't get communications of the ACM in print anymore. It's all online. I think IEEE is going the same way. So it just seems to be the trend. I'm not surprised that ARRL has gone that way as well. But I don't know. I guess I'm comfortable enough reading it on my tablet that I haven't felt the need for the print subscription. I do worry about, you know, QST now that MFJ is not going to be a big thing going forward. What are they going to do with those back 10 pages of the magazine? That's kind of a joke, kind of not. Anyway, let me take a nickel. In terms of other stuff going on, I got together with some club members yesterday and worked a little bit in the North American QSO party. This was a sideband edition, so I actually, for the first time, was able to sit down with a really nice flex radio rig that one of our members has and get some practice dialing in, you know, the sidebands and doing that, something I hadn't done before. So keep learning, keep growing, and keep having fun with it. That's what I'm trying to do. So that's all I got. Back to you, Wayne, KQ4MII.
Okay, thank you, Mark. And yes, that's a good point. If the league had been trying to continue doing the paper copy of the magazine, the demise of MFJ, I think, would have put the nail in that particular coffin. So I guess you could say they dodged a bullet there. And it's not just, you know, like you said, it's the IEEE, it's the ARRL, the local newspaper, all over the country. There was this thing about newsprint from Canada a few years ago, that the prices shot up and made for problems for local newspapers down here. So, sign of the times, I guess. All right, so thank you, and next is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne. N4RNW, Harold here in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers, USA. Just listening, picking up everything you guys are talking about. All I can do is give you the weather report. We're in the middle of hurricane season, and we had a close brush of a tropical storm a couple, 3 weeks ago, but that's about it, and nothing serious heading our way. It's still hot, and rain is intermittent to cool it off, but that's about all I got to contribute tonight, so everybody have a good night, good day, good week, and we'll talk to you later. N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. Always good to hear from you in here. You're one of the regulars that we can depend on. Let's see. I do not see any new call signs popped up on the dashboard. Let's try BK6BQQ. Are you back at the rig there, Reg? Okay, nothing heard. I guess we'll try again a little later if we hang around that long. It's 15 minutes after the hour, and we've had like four check-ins. Do we have any rechecks or additional comments?
TQ4MII.
Hey, with a recheck.
Okay, I got two of you there. So let's start with Mark, and then we'll go to Ken. So first, Mark.
All right. So we were talking last week about whether the DMR bridge was in fact working, and I said I was going to, you know, leave my hotspot link for the week to see if there was any traffic on that talk group, and there wasn't. And I also keyed up on my DMR radio at the start of this net and haven't heard anything. So my conclusion is it's dead, Jim. But I did notice that Matthew wrote back to the list saying, you know, that would like to get it going again. So maybe there's some hope for that in the future. I'm trying to do a little reading on what's involved to see if it's something that I could do, given that I have a an all-star link here and a and my hotspot. So we'll see. But for now, it seems like the DMR is not operational. So. Just FYI, KQ4MII.
Yes, thank you, Mark, for reminding me about that. Yes, we did have some traffic in the mailing list about that, so I guess the status is not now, but stay tuned. Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Wayne and the group. I was actually doing some radio during the past week. I took a trip down to a state park, which is about 100 miles south in the Springfield, Illinois area, and tried a little radio, high-frequency radio, that is to say. I had a separate power supply. It was on batteries. I was using a Zigu G90, and was using an amplifier with that, and I was getting a great waterfall for a second there, and then all of a sudden I got all kinds of interference that overrode the preamp on the radio. So my waterfall was nothing but that. So I decided to do some radical checking, and indeed the problem was the inverter in the RV, so I had to shut down AC power. And so that solved the problem, and I was able to get on the OMIS net. So I knew I was getting out. I tried calling CQ to activate the park, but of course, you know, I wasn't getting anywhere with that. I don't have the patience, maybe, for CQ calls. Not for a long duration, anyway. So anyway, that's what I had to report radio-wise. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, I'm not sure I was following you 100% there. So did it turn out that your inverter was the problem there, that it was generating a lot of noise?
Yep, that's exactly right. The inverter in the RV is a notorious source of noise. I had some bars down there, so I was able to Google, and I learned very quickly that this is a kind of common, if not universal, problem with trying to do radio while you're RVing. You it's not just my inverter, but every inverter in the RV park down there or whatever. You know, the state park is full of people with rigs way bigger than mine. And anyway, yeah, the inverter in my rig when shut down meant that I had no, you know, amenities like air conditioning, refrigeration, and whatever else requires high current AC, but it did give me radio. So there you go.
Okay. So I'm thinking that means that if you want to go on the road and operate HF, you probably do not want to stop at a major campground like a KOA, for there are going to be a lot of other people there with inverters generating a lot of noise on RF. So you might want to go like solo into an area where you would be alone and have relatively low noise levels around you. Am I getting the gist?
Yeah. KG9NBJ here, 89FJ, that is the gist. Indeed, I got a really good signal out of just 12-volt supply. I've got a portable battery, but I guess the farther you get away from people, you're going to have to do a little gear calling. But, yeah, the RV parks are not that great for radio. Although I was using a 40-meter ham stick. My OMIS contact was at 7.185 megahertz. It's a great net, and I've done it before. I've never bothered to join, but I should. Anyway, they were hearing me good. I was hearing them good. It was good copy both ways. So basically, the antenna performed admirably. I had it up on top of the RV, and then later I put it out in the middle of a field. So the antenna was remote. Perhaps the way to go is to make the antenna and the radio remote. That would be the winner. Anyway, K9N and DJ.
Okay, well, thank you for that report, Ken. Let's see, I think we've lost a couple of people there. Let's see, VK6, BQQ, are you back with us?
89FJ, VK6BQQ. Sorry for the interruption here. I had a bit of a situation here, but all good, sir. Good to hear you in here.
Okay, no problem. Interruptions are a fact of life. We deal with them as they occur. All right, well, thank you for joining us. I'll add you to my log here. That makes for 5 check-ins. I do not see any other new call signs on the dashboard. So I'll make this a final call for new check-ins or recheck. Right. So let's see. Where are we here? I think everybody here knows about the mailing list, so I don't need to tell you about that. I think everybody here knows that we're open to having additional net control volunteers, so I don't need to go into that. So I guess this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0024 UCC. This is Net Control Station 89FJ saying 73, everybody.